More is known about the surface of the moon and Mars than the bottom of the Earth's oceans. And that's adding to the challenge of finding a missing passenger plane. First up this Wednesday on CNN Student News, the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It's entering a new phase. The jet and its 239 passengers and crew members disappeared in early March. Officials believe it crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. The primary search area is about the size of West Virginia. No trace of the jet has been found. Part of the reason, we know so little about the ocean floor. Just 5% of it has been mapped. And one expert says we've only seen 1%. Why? For one thing, pressure. Engineers have trouble constructing machines that can stand the weight of the water above them. But new data can help explore the ocean floor.
All through the thundering waves of winter, the ships have pressed on across the Indian Ocean, pulsing out sonar signals. And this is what they have to show for it. The most detailed map ever of the seabed in this area. 16,000 square miles covered with crumbling underwater volcanoes, winding valleys, plunging canyons, and just maybe the solution to a mystery. The new map is not fine enough to show wreckage, but it is a wealth of information to guide underwater search vessels.
Tom, it makes a great deal of difference because they'll be able to hold a tighter path right above the ocean floor, knowing what's coming ahead of time so that they can go a little bit faster and get a lot more done in less time.
Before the search broke off earlier this year, much hope was pinned on the Bluefin underwater search robot. It came up empty. But now, with the new map, a much broader search with towed sonar arrays is beginning. Australian authorities remain convinced this arc is the right place to look, saying recent refinement to the analysis of satellite data about the plane's flight path has given greater certainty about when the aircraft turns south into the Indian Ocean. And that gives them a better sense of where it ran out of fuel, most likely south of these submerged mountains called Broken Ridge. But
you have to be very cautious about over-predicting or over-confidence in those predictions that you make, or you'll end up exactly where you thought you would, but it may not be the right place.
Don't look for people scanning the surface for debris. Those days are over. Now it is all about looking in some places nearly 4 miles beneath the waves and once again hoping for a break. The search is scheduled to last for about a year, and if they find the plane during that time, of course it will be a huge step. But a big mystery still remains: whatever caused this plane to go down? Tom Foreman, CNN, Washington.